1.
Sure. If you go down the road to Noggin's Food Corner in Greenwich, you'll come across some trails underneath some old growth forest. Not much left in Nova Scotia, by the way. Less than 0.01%. These trails will lead you by some historic properties like an Acadian foundation, and a poor farm's cemetery of unmarked graves from the 1890s to the 1920s. Creepy, even in the daylight. Eventually, you'll pop out at an old Mi'kmaq campsite. As late as the early 1920s, Mi'kmaq would come here to camp, to fish, and to make baskets. From this site, it's easy to look out across the dikes with Blomidon in the distance, and imagine the lay of the land prior to the white man. Blomidon is the traditional home of the Glooskap, the supernatural Mi'kmaq god, man from afar, being from the east, different legends calling him different things. But whatever you call him, he was a leader of great importance, one who commanded great respect. This respect, however, was not on display during Samuel de Champlain's 16... This respect, however, was not on display during Samuel de Champlain's 1604 exploration of the area. You see, local legend tells us that the natural geological processes which formed the precious and semi-precious stones found on our beaches did not produce the amethyst. Glooskap himself placed this purple gem on our shores for his own personal use. Those that fell in favor with this legendary warrior were often given a piece as a token of his appreciation. Now, when Glooskap was getting ready to leave his people, he placed Cape Blomidon, a very large piece of amethyst, and on it a curse to whoever would dare remove it. For many years, this eye of Glooskap cast a brilliant gaze of light over all these lands when the sun struck it. Just so. This radiance, however, caught the attention of Samuel de Champlain, and he and his men removed it and gave it to the King of France as a token of their appreciation to him. Now, to somewhat bring this story full circle, perhaps you've heard of the Hopewell Diamond, and the supposed curse it has brought to the... Various misfortunes such as the beheadings of King Louis XVI, Marie Antoinette, and the fact that there is no longer a King of France or even a French royal family. Well, that stone was stolen from India, and if you can believe in cursed diamonds, you might also have room to believe that this cursed eye of Glooskap could have also played a role in these French misfortunes, for it was also one time part of the French royal jewels. Here in my pocket, I have a lovely specimen of local amethyst taken from the Amethyst Cove near Blomidon. If you were here, I'd let you hold it, but not keep it, for I do not know if this one's cursed as well. Let us bear that burden. Now, the Mi'kmaq weren't the only people to be affected by the changing cultural climate. For the Acadians, things changed dramatically in 1755.
2.
If you go down the road to Noggin's Food Corner in Greenwich, you'll come across some trails underneath some old growth forest. Not much left in Nova Scotia, by the way. Less than 0.01%. These trails will lead you by some old historic sites like an Acadian foundation and a poor farm's cemetery of unmarked graves from the 1890s to the 1920s, creepy even in the daylight. Eventually, you'll pop out at an old Mi'kmaq campsite. As late as the early 1920s, Mi'kmaq would come here to camp, to fish, and to make baskets. From this site, it's easy to look out way across the dikes with Blomidon in the distance and imagine the lay of the land prior to the white man. Blomidon is the traditional home of Glooskap, the supernatural Mi'kmaq god. I'm gonna take that back. Blomidon is the natural home. Blomidon is the traditional home of Glooskap, the supernatural Mi'kmaq god, man from afar, being from the east. Different legends calling him different things. But whatever you call him, he was a leader of great importance, one who commanded great respect. This respect, however, was not on display during Samuel de Champlain's 1604 exploration of the area. You see, local legend tells us that the natural geological processes which formed the precious and semi-precious stones found on our beaches did not produce the amethyst. Glooskap himself placed this purple gem on our shores for his own personal use. Those that fell in favor of this legendary warrior were often given a piece as a token of his appreciation. Now when Glooskap was getting ready to leave his people, he placed upon Cape Blomidon a very large piece of amethyst, and on it a curse to whomever would dare remove it. For many years this eye of Glooskap cast a brilliant glaze of light over these lands with For many years this eye of Glooskap cast a brilliant glaze of light over all these lands when the sun struck it. Just so. This radiance, however, caught the attention of Samuel de Champlain, and he and his men removed it and gave it to the King of France as a token of their appreciation to him. Now, to somewhat bring this story full circle, perhaps you've heard of the Hopewell Diamond, and the supposed curse it has brought upon the French royal family. Various misfortunes, such as the beheading of King Louis XVI, Marie Antoinette, and the fact that there's no longer a King of France, or even a French royal family. Well, that stone was stolen from India, and if you'd believe in cursed diamonds, you might also have room to believe that this cursed Eye of Glooskap could also have played a large role in these French misfortunes, for it was also, at one time, part of the French royal jewels. Here in my pocket I have a lovely specimen of local amethyst, taken from the Amethyst Cove near Blomidon. If you were here, I'd let you hold it, but not keep it, for I don't know if this one's cursed as well. Let's bear that burden. Now, the Mi'kmaq weren't the only people to be affected by the changing cultural climate. For the Acadians, things changed dramatically in 1755.
Right on. And cut.
Is that one better?